Tuesday night's debate may have been the friendliest debate the audience had witnessed. Let's set the stage. The Nipissing University Political Science Society, a group consisting primarily of Poli Sci students, organized and hosted an all-candidates debate at the Nipissing Theater within Nipissing University. Two candidates showed up, Lauren Mick, running for the NDP, and Colton Chaput, our local Green Party candidate. And despite the small crowd, around 20 people in the seats, both candidates held their own, were respectful of their opponent, and as noted, were quite friendly to each other, often picking up on policy issues where the other had left off. C. Local Green candidate named for upcoming provincial election. Both had the common foil of Doug Ford's Conservatives to better illuminate their party's platforms, and each discussed a wide range of issues, all courtesy of submitted questions from the students. Both candidates also kept to their allotted timelines as well, a tight 2 minutes, with timekeeper Vanessa Beaudry keeping a close watch. As this is a provincial election coming up, most answers followed the respective party line, and each candidate represented very well. Both came off as competent, well-spoken, and well-versed on the issues. Both were polite and friendly. As highway safety and healthcare are often top of mind with our readers, Beta Day asked each candidate after the debate to elaborate on what they, if elected to represent the region, would do to improve those. C. Profile. Lauren Mick ready for the challenge to be Nipissing's next MPP. Colton Chaput brought up the proposed 2+1 highways that have been bandied about lately. He noted, that's a good start, but we need to extend that. I believe that's a pilot project, and they're really pushing that, but it's only a short amount of highway, so we need to extend that so it's truly safe on our highways. Further, he emphasized the importance to invest in our highways, to invest in our public transportation to divert traffic and make it safer. Chaput also noted, Highway 69 would be completed under a Green Party government. C. 2+1 model for northern highways gets added support. Asked about highway safety, Lauren Mick took a jab at Ford. First and foremost, I don't think I would have called an unneeded election in February. Mick continued, but highway safety is a big concern. Most of us use it every day to get to work, to get to school. The PC party has privatized many aspects of highway maintenance and truck driver training, and our platform intends to put that back into the hands of the Ministry of Transportation to encourage highway safety. Mick emphasized, put it back in the hands of the MTO, when it's in the hands of the government we have that accountability that doesn't come with the privatization of these services. Our NDP colleagues in the North have been doing some great work advocating for improved highway safety, Mick added, and he wants to add to that. As for Northern healthcare, both candidates have personal experience in the field. Chaput is currently a nursing student, and Mick works as a chef in the Mattawa Hospital. Both see firsthand what's going on in the medical system. Chaput told Beta Day that he wants to see more accountability and more consultation with patients and medical practitioners to see what needs to be done. We can't just throw money at a problem, we need to look at how we can fix our healthcare and how we can work together to do that. Chaput added, working with the people for the people is a great first step to ensure our healthcare system works for all. On the healthcare topic, Mick told Beta Day, this patchwork approach the government is taking toward healthcare is not working. First and foremost, we need to take better care of our healthcare workers. Many are not able to give the care they want to give because of barriers in the workplace. Mick emphasized the current government isn't providing the resources needed to allow healthcare to flourish, a point Chaput agreed with. In the end, there was no clear winner of tonight's debate. Both candidates presented well and made it a priority to show up at the debate they were invited to. Each did their party proud, and come Thursday, both platforms will be judged by the stroke of a voter's pen. David Briggs is a local journalism initiative reporter who works out of Beta Day, a publication of Village Media. The local journalism initiative is funded by the Government of Canada.